I want to just talk about one point. Some years ago, I was on a panel. Somebody was giving a talk about characteristics of our movement, and a thought sort of flashed through my mind. I asked myself, what would happen if all the people from when I got started, let's say from 1965, a little before when I got started, to now, who became part of the left, or who got into the vicinity of the left, right? People who were in the anti-war movements, the no-nukes movements, the civil rights movements, the women's movements, the gay movement, and so on and so forth, the labor movement. People who took courses from leftists, people who came in the vicinity of the left. If all the people who came in the vicinity of the left, or even a large percentage of them, had, by virtue of the left being, as we're supposed to be, more humane, more caring, more able to create an environment that's fulfilling and rewarding, became more and more attached to the left, more and more committed to the left. If there was a stickiness, if it was like gravity, if people, when they became near the left, got more and more involved in it, cared more and more about it, became more and more committed to it, I asked myself how many leftists there'd be. How many, if this was the case, if this was a characteristic of our movement, that it was sticky, how many of us would there be now? And I thought about it for a while, and I decided there were probably 10 million people, very conservatively, who would come into that position. And if 7 million of them had stuck and were organizing others to stick, we'd have a powerful, at least progressive, probably revolutionary movement in the United States, including 30 or 40 million people. And I almost fell out of my chair. Because this, the obstacle to this, the reason we don't have this, isn't really, I don't think, that they have a lot of guns. It isn't that they have the media. It isn't any of that. It's that the movements that we build are not conducive enough to people feeling good, to people feeling empowered, for them to stay and feel more and more and more involved. And that, to me, says something about another part of our agenda. I think our agenda should be to address this problem.